This Week in Hearthstone is a fan-made news podcast created by Ryan Kubo. All articles are publicly available news articles, and all news articles are credited in the podcast audio as well as in the show notes. No profit is made off of this show and was purely created to give personal opinions and insight into the game of Hearthstone. What's up, everybody? How's it going? Ryan here, back with another episode of This Week in Hearthstone. Before we start this off, I do want to briefly apologize to you guys because I know that there was no episode last week. The reason being is because I've had to deal with a bunch of stuff when it comes to like coronavirus and stuff like that. As many of you guys know, that's been going on in the world for a little bit now. Nothing personally affecting me, but it was way too chaotic last Thursday, and then the rest of the week was just way too chaotic trying to figure out some stuff in my personal life with getting stuff and not hoarding though, but you know, figuring out stuff and figuring out plans for different stuff, and it just got way too chaotic. And unfortunately it came at a really bad time because we had a whole bunch of Hearthstone news come through, but hopefully this episode will make up for that. As always, so we have a lot of stuff to go through, so sit back, relax, and let's just dive really deep into this. You know, like I mentioned before, it's gonna be a long one, so let's do this. We're just gonna briefly go over this because if it's your guys' first time listening here, we usually go over the Tavern Brawl of the week, and then we go over the Vicious Syndicate report, and then from there we go into the news. But no one cares about the Tavern Brawl right now because we haven't talked about the big stuff that's happening for Hearthstone. So Tavern Brawl this week, it's called Mechanozoid. You co-op against another ally. Regardless if you win or lose, you will get a classic pack. Okay, boom, done. Let's move on with everything else. Vicious Syndicate is obviously on break right now, so there is that. Well, guys, I do want to say congrats. We made it through the Hearthstone low, the period of no news, the short episodes that we've had and stuff like that. And we are now into what I would say are the long episodes possibly, and the long talks as well. So we're going to go over and treat this episode as if you guys have never experienced this. I don't know if my listeners are pro Hearthstone players. I don't know if they're casual Hearthstone players. I don't know if they keep up with the news. That's why this podcast is here, so that we can go over it. So I do apologize if you think or feel that I'm treating you as if, yeah, I know this already. But I think it's good to refresh. So if you guys do not play standard mode or haven't played standard in a wild, in a long while here, let's jump right into it, shall we? So every year in Hearthstone, there is a thing that happens called the yearly rotation. And what that means is, one second here. What that means is that certain sets are going to be, card sets are going to be rotating out in Hearthstone. And they will be going to wild permanently. That means you can no longer use them in standard. They will still be able to be used in wild though. But yeah, so the year of the Phoenix is upon us. Hopefully you are listening to this when it first comes out, because if not, the year of the Phoenix has already happened. It is going to be starting technically tomorrow, which is Thursday of this recording. March 26th is when all of this is going to happen. So a rotation is happening, which means three sets are leaving. A bunch of cards from the Hall of Fame are get Hall of Famed, I should say. Hall of Famed means when certain cards from the classic set or basic set or both will rotate to wild and no longer be allowed to use in standard. So there's usually a lot of shakeup. Also, with the yearly rotation, we also have announcements of the next year of major changes that are happening. And boy, do we have some big ones for you today. So we're going to break this down as easily as possible and as just as detailed as possible. And so I do recommend that maybe you reset the podcast and listen to it a couple of times. But first of all, what sets are going to be rotating out of standard? So these are the sets that will still be allowed to be used in wild format, but can no longer be used in the standard format.
All the cards from Rostacon's Rumble, Boomsday Project, and Witchwood will be removed from Hearthstone. You will no longer be able to use those. I should mention, by the way, that they did announce a new set, which we'll get into, but when that set gets released, that's when these are going to be those three sets, Rostacon's Rumble, Boomsday, and Witchwood will rotate out. So just wanted to kind of give you guys some information on that. So with that, we did get an announcement of a new set called Ashes of Outland. It's a new expansion. Basically, there's a bunch of keywords with all that stuff as well. But Ashes of Outlands is the new set. It is focused on demons and demon hunters, which once again we'll also get to in a set here. All the cards are out right now. We're not going to go over them individually, but you have your, you know, classic 135 cards or so. You can go and check out the links in your show notes to check out all those cards. Some new things with Ashes of Outland is Imprisoned Demons. These cards are dormant for 2 turns, then have some pretty crazy effects. What that means is that they are kind of like the darkness. You can't kill them. You can't interact with them at all. And after 2 turns, they do some pretty crazy things. There are Prime cards, which are characters that when they die, they get shuffled into your deck and then come back with upgrades as well. So keep in mind for that. As always, there are 2 pre-purchases for Ashes of Outlands, which are going to be available until April 6th. The expansion drops on April 7th, so keep that in mind. You can purchase either both of these or one of these bundles through the Battle.net shop or through your mobile phones. Just FYI, I would highly recommend ordering these through Battle.net, the desktop client, or Amazon, through Amazon using Amazon coins and stuff like that. The reason being is because on iPad or iPhone or mobile devices in general, they will charge a little bit extra because they're trying to get around that whole fee that Google Play or Apple charges. So keep that in mind as well. The first bundle is called the Mega Bundle, and this includes 90 packs for Outland, a Lady Vash Shaman card, a card back, a random Ashes of Outland Golden Legendary card. You'll also get 4 arena tickets this time around, and Descent of Dragons Battleground bonuses. This is kind of their way of monetizing Battlegrounds. If you guys remember, with Battlegrounds right now, currently, you have to obtain 30 packs of Descent of Dragons cards in some way, whether that be through arena, whether that be through free packs, or whether that be pre-ordering or just purchasing them with either gold or real money as well. This is kind of their way of making kind of like a battle pass with it. This will be introduced in Ashes of Outlands as well. So this isn't just exclusive to the pre-purchase bundle. So keep that in mind as well. But it will be separate when Ashes of Outlands is out, and it will cost $20 or 2,500 gold. This Tavern Pass also includes the 4 arena tickets as well. So keep that in mind. And it allows for the Battlegrounds perks for the duration of the game. Or the expansion, I should say. If you currently have Battlegrounds bonus stats, choose from 3 heroes or visual emotes unlocked, you will get access to the equivalent new perk on March 26th. So keep that in mind as well as being able to choose a 4th hero. So that's all you're going to get in the Mega Bundle. Once again, that's 90 packs, a hero portrait, a card back, a random golden legendary card, 4 arena tickets, and the Battleground. I guess I want to call it Battle Pass, basically. There is also a cheaper bundle, which is going for $50, which will include 55 packs, the Serpent card back, and the random golden legendary. Once again, you can buy both of these or one of these, and they will stack. So if you really wanted to, you can buy 140 packs, 2 golden legendaries, etc. So keep that in mind as well. That pre-purchase is until April 6th. So remember that. Jump in there and grab it as well for those pre-purchase bundles. Next up with Ashes of Outland, they are giving away a free legendary card, and you must log in by June 29th to claim this. So you have a super long time if for whatever reason you don't log in for a while. But this is Kel'Thas Sunstrider. It's a 6-mana 4/7 neutral legendary card. It says every third spell you cast each turn costs 0. Remember, this is free. free card. It is available right now. If you were to log into Hearthstone for whatever reason, you haven't logged in since, you know, last week or so. But keep that in mind as well. So that's the major thing, is that Ashes of Outland is coming out April 7th. And with that, we will have the rotation of, once again, the three expansions, Rossicon's Rumble, Boomsday Project, and Witchwood. But a bunch of other stuff was also added as well. And it's pretty significant and pretty big changes in opinion. So we'll just kind of go by like one of the major things that ended up happening. They finally have announced a 10th class in Hearthstone. What I mean by class is it's a legit class. This isn't something where it's a hero, where heroes were like the Death Knights or whatever, or, you know, Dr. Boom, where it replaced your current hero on board. No, this is a full-on 10th class, like warrior, priest, hunter, etc. It's actually pretty big news, and it is the Demon Hunter, kind of hints at why it's called Ashes of Outland as well. The Demon Hunter will come to Hearthstone and will be free, so keep that in mind as well, and it will be free starting on April 2nd of next month. And it will be introduced to you through a 4-game kind of intro tutorial, where at the end of that game, you will get the Demon Hunter. You will get 30 cards, and basically the 30 cards are going to be all his basic cards, and a standard deck for free for completing this adventure. And apparently it's going to be pretty easy. Kind of gives you a little bit of lore, fleshing out Illidan and who he is. Obviously, he's a Demon Hunter, so the default picture is Illidan. His hero power is a 1-mana hero power called Demon Claws, where it just says +1 attack this turn. So keep that in mind as well. Demon Hunters also have a specific keyword called Outcast, which gives you a bonus if the card is played as the left or rightmost in your hand. They will do certain buffs and bonuses. They've envisioned 3 archetypes for this class as well. Weapons and Fury, Minion Swarm, and Control archetype with Big Demons. So this is pretty exciting. We've never had, in the 6 years Hearthstone has been out, an entirely new class. And now we have one, which is pretty amazing. Once again, free class. It will be out April 2nd. I will for sure be streaming it and be talking about it, etc. It's definitely going to shake up the meta. To play card catch-up with this class, by the way, as well, for the rest of the year, every time a new expansion comes out, you will be getting an additional 15 to 20 Demon Hunter cards for free as well. Just going to be thrown in there for you guys as well. So keep that in mind, too. So that will help utilize this class and catch up with that class as well. They also mentioned that card draw is a strength for the Demon Hunter as well, and I think that's pretty cool. Get hyped for that. Demon Hunter is going to be a huge class and a huge super chance. I definitely want to get Golden Demon Hunter for sure. Golden Illidan is gonna be sick, and I'm curious to see what the 1,000 play portrait is as well. Excuse me. Next up, they also talked about the Hall of Fame changes and also changes to Priest as well. So this is something that I kind of wanted to go over with you guys as well. So, like we mentioned, with the standard rotation, there is a chance for certain cards to rotate out from the basic and classic set, because those are both considered evergreen. Evergreen are sets that stay in the game forever, but they do rotate cards out. The cards being rotated out right now are Leroy Jenkins, Mountain Giant, Mind Control Tech, Acolyte of Pain, and Spellbreaker. There's some breakdowns on why they did each an individual rotation. They basically said Leroy Jenkins was doing too much damage. Mountain Giant, they didn't like big minions on the board as well, with like certain spells that comboed with it. Mind Control Tech, they just felt was too frustrating and too punishing. Acolyte of Pain, they felt that every class all of a sudden had card draw, and there wasn't a real way to create a good identity when it came to card drawing as well. And then Spellbreaker, kind of the same thing. 4-mana, 4/3 with Battlecry Silence a minion. They said that they could print better and more unique silence cards. Along with that, though, Priest is getting a change. They Hall of Famed a bunch of Priest cards as well. They Hall of Famed Northshire Cleric, Divine Spirit, Soul Priest, Holy Fire, Shadow Form, and Prophet Valen. They said no more spell face damage for Priest in the future. They are going to add 6 new cards for Priest Basic and Classic set, and to help Basic Priest tools and support archetypes Blizzard wants to support. And they said 7 more games seven more cards change and usually buff to support the envisioned archetype. They said, how does Priest win games? Each expansion will have a slightly different option, but they have the tools now to enhance Priest. So this is a pretty big deal as well. Keep in mind, hopefully you guys are hearing this before Thursday or before you guys open up your Hearthstone clients, which I'm hoping that you guys do. But keep in mind that with these rotation changes, you will get refunded the dust for this as well. So for example, if you have, and this is full dust refunds. So what that means is if you just play standard, you might want to listen up. If you don't, you might still want to listen up. For example, if you have a normal Leroy Jenkins, when the rotation or Hall of Fame thing happens tomorrow morning, you will automatically get 1,600 dust just for having Leroy Jenkins in your collection. You will not have to do anything. If you want to, you can also disenchant Leroy Jenkins as well and get 400 dust extra or 2,000 dust. Now, if you have golden copies of any of these cards, you will get extra dust as well. So, if you have a golden Leroy Jenkins, like myself, you will be able to get 3,200 dust, and then if you choose so, you can disenchant the Leroy Jenkins and get a profit of 1,600. So, there's a lot of ways to do this. You might want to look up a video for this, but a lot of people, what they do is they craft a golden version of all or most of the Hall of Fame cards. So, if you don't have a golden Leroy Jenkins, you can craft Leroy Jenkins right now. You will get 3,200 dust tomorrow, or whenever you open up your client, when the Hall of Fame happens on March 26th or after March 26th, you will get 3,200 dust. Then you can disenchant that Leroy Jenkins that you crafted and get 1,600 dust. So you will get a profit of dust. So keep that in mind as well. That is something that you can do. Now, if you have both a golden copy of Leroy Jenkins and a normal copy of Leroy Jenkins, the game will always give you the dust refund for the 3,200 one. So for the golden one, it will always give you stuff as well. So keep that in mind, that that's how it's going to refund. So you may want to figure out the math, figure it out, and do it from there. But yeah, this will happen on March 26th, which is pretty crazy. So hopefully you hear this before, you know, all that type of stuff comes out. Next up, one of the things that I'm pretty excited about, this is like a couple small things, but duplicate protection is across all rarities now, which is pretty nice. So if you guys didn't know, there was a thing with legendaries where if you locked a legendary card, there was no way for you to get a duplicate of that legendary card until you opened up all the rest of the other legendary cards, which is really, really nice. But now that duplication is going across all rarities, so that includes rare cards, common cards, as well as epic cards, and I think that's huge. So you will basically never see the same rare card or epic card until you have all of them unlocked as well. So keep that in mind. That's pretty cool. Another thing, and this may not apply to many of you, but this may apply to some people if they haven't played Hearthstone in a while, but Hearthstone has always had a welcome back mechanic where after roughly about 2 to 3 months, if you hadn't logged in and you log back in, you get these kind of like intro quests back, which give you, I think, about 5 packs or so. It was not a lot, but just kind of like a, hey, welcome back to the game. Thanks for trying us out again. Well, they've also introduced new catch-up mechanics as well on top of those 5 packs, but they said returning players will play through an introductory with Illidan as a mage, where you get back up to speed with what's going on in Hearthstone. So basically, it's going to show you kind of the new mechanics in Hearthstone, because some players may be gone for more than 4 months, etc. And once you complete it, you will get a free deck, totally yours, of the class of your choice. This is pretty huge. You will get that deck. It will be yours. The cards in that deck will be yours. I don't have much information on, you know, what the best one to pick is with the meta and stuff. Just to keep in mind, though, that the decks that you will get or whatever are decks that are basically deck recipes that Hearthstone has created. So there's one for Druid, Hunter, you know, Mage, everything, basically. There's one deck for each or whatever. So you get to choose which one you want. There is a link in the description of the show notes to check out what those decks are and what the decks are in it. I'm assuming those decks will be updated as well. And then lastly, one of the big updates as well, which is pretty huge in my opinion, is a ranked revamp system, and this is a truly ranked revamp system, and this is something that I'm actually pretty excited for, and what will probably get me to play a little bit more of Hearthstone ranked, because I'm usually playing Battlegrounds right now or just kind of messing around in Wild. But this is a huge revamp to the Hearthstone system, so keep that in mind as well. But we are going basically League of Legends is basically what this is talking about. If you guys are listening to audio, I am showing a visual of this ranking system. So I would recommend checking out the YouTube or check out the VOD if you want to check that out. But new ranking systems now range from bronze through diamond, with the top being legend as well. Every reset will reset to bronze 10, though, so keep that in mind. Every rank will have 3 stars. Bonuses work with win streak for double bonuses, and there's more and better rewards. You get star bonuses to make leveling back to your previous rank faster, and you get card packs and rares and epics from the end of the month chest. First time rewards are also in the game now. First time reaching certain goals will get you immediate rewards, including getting a legendary for hitting legendary rank for the first time. Fewer unfair matches and new system will match people based on an MMR system. So that was a lot to take in, so let's just break it down. Once again, I'm using a guide or an image of what the ranks are from the official Hearthstone website as well. So you are now League of Legends, basically. So there is basically bronze, silver, gold, platinum, diamond, and then there is, of course, legendary rank. So each rank has 10 ranks within it. So you can be bronze 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, silver 10, 9, 8, etc. There are still win streaks in the game of 2 stars. Every rank has 3 stars, by the way, including up to diamond, platinum, gold, silver, bronze. They all have 3 stars. So no longer is it 3 and then 4 stars and then 5 stars. Win streaks will give you 2 stars as well. Once you hit diamond 5, though, that is the non-promotional rank 4. That means that is when win streaks will end. So keep that in mind as well. No, sorry. Win streaks will apparently continue, but non-promotional rank floors is kind of interesting. I believe that means that there will still be win streaks, but it's a lot slower as well. I think that's what it means. We'll have to see. I'll probably have to clarify that for you guys later. An added thing about this too as well is keep in mind that at every floor of 10 and 5, that is a rank floor as well, which means you cannot go further below that, right? So kind of like how we have rank floors right now at 25, 20, 15, 10, and 5. The same thing is here in this new MMR system. So at bronze 10, bronze 5, silver 10, silver 5, gold 10, gold 5, etc., etc., you will not lose stars. If you lose a star at a rank 4 at silver 10, you won't go back down to bronze 1. So keep that in mind as well. I think that's really, really good. Now, one of the things that is getting a lot of people very confused is that there are bonus stars and that every rank is reset back down to bronze 10. So this is pretty crazy. We'll see if this changes. I'm assuming that this will probably change eventually, but we'll have to see. But say you are ending the season at Legend. Or let's say you're ending the season at Diamond 10 or at Plat 10. It doesn't matter. Everyone is going back to Bronze 10. Now, some people are like, what the heck? This feels like old Hearthstone. That really, really sucks. Well, here's the thing. If you end the season at Legend and you will go down to Bronze 10, according to the MMR system, you will still face somebody who is also in Legend around your Legend rank to make it fair, so you won't be smashing noobs all the way back up. But you will get a bonus star of 11. So what that means is that when you win your first Bronze 10 game, you will not be getting 1 star. You will be getting 11 stars and basically jump to Bronze 7. From there, you win again, you will jump another 11 stars. Every single rank 4, it will minus. So once you get to bronze 5, at that point, the bonus stars will only be 10, and then 9, and an 8. And every rank 4 will minus 1 bonus rank star as well. If you somehow get on a win streak as well, multipliers will double as well. If you get on a win streak, instead of it being 11 star bonus initially, it will be 22 star bonus initially. So you will rank up very, very fast from where your previous rank is. This looks really interesting. This comes out actually April 1st. So keep that in mind as well, that this is something that is going to be coming out very, very soon. So if you want to rank up to whatever rank you have right now, play some ranked games, maybe get those bonuses. Some very interesting information I found out personally was around rank 10, you're actually around plat, anywhere between plat 10 to 5, whereas rank 15, you're actually in gold. So it's really, really interesting to me because now we have kind of this actual way of gauging how good of Hearthstone players we are, whereas before it's like, hey, I'm rank 17, and my friend's like, oh, cool, I'm rank 14. Like, what does that mean, right? But now we know it's like, oh, rank 17 is like silver 5, and, you know, rank 14, 13 could be somewhere, you know, in gold or something like that, right? So I think that's really, really good, the system. Once again, this launches April 1st. So we have some dates to go over right now. March 26th, Hall of Fame. So that is when the cards will rotate out with the Hall of Fame cards, the classic basic cards, as well as the priest cards. April 1st is when the new rank system will come out. April 2nd is when we will get Illidan for free, where you will do the 4-chapter solo adventure with Illidan and get all the Illidan cards. April 6th is going to be the last day that you can pre-order Ashes of Outlands. And April 7th is when Ashes of Outlands comes out. And at the same time, you will get the rotations of the last three sets that we keep mentioning. Boomsday, Rosticon, and Witchwood will rotate out as well. So keep that in mind. So those are some pretty major changes. We have new ranked. We have a new catch-up mechanic, a new expansion, Hall of Fame stuff, a 10th class for Demon Hunter. Definitely a ton of stuff coming out as well. Keep in mind that we did have some patch notes that happened, some updates that happened with 6.6 with a ton of Battlegrounds information, as well as a new Illidan Stormrage, a hero who has a passive hero power. Start combat, your left and right minions attack first, which is pretty interesting as well. So keep that in mind. There's huge patch notes. It basically goes over everything that we had already going for us that we just went over, so it's kind of redundant to repeat again. There's also some minor battleground patches and buffs as well in that. Lastly, the last thing that I want to mention before we head off for this episode is that we have some pretty crazy, well, not crazy, but we do have a live stream happening tomorrow at the same time that the Hall of Fame is supposed to happen. So it seems like the Hall of Fame will probably be around 9 a.m. PST, 12 p.m. ET, 1700 CET, and 1600 GMT. But we will have a bunch of streamers playing Ashes of Outlands. We've seen this happen before previously. This is where basically streamers are able to get an account and I guess verse each other, really. It will probably show off the new rank system too, which is really interesting. We'll see what happens tomorrow. But it's where a bunch of handful of streamers will be just kind of versing each other and making theorycraft decks. They will have basically the Hall of Fame rotated out, as well as all the new Ashes of Outlands cards and stuff as well, probably with the new ranking system. They can only verse each other, so it's kind of like tight-knit in this small group. But it should be interesting. We have a lot of streamers here. Brian Kibber, Silas, Tice, Regis Kilbin, Firebat, Patra, Dog, Trump, Rip, Calento, Boar Control, Eddie, Purple, you know, Deo, Zale, RDU. So this will be happening at least my time at 9 a.m. PST. So if you don't want to be spoiled, don't watch any of their streams tomorrow. If you do want to be spoiled and see some theory crafting decks, they're probably going to meme a lot. It will be pretty interesting to see. So that is definitely happening tomorrow. Something that I'm going to wake up a little bit early to check out. Whew. Wow, guys. A lot of information tonight. A lot of stuff to dive through. Highly suggest to check out your show notes to get all the information and more details on all the stuff. We didn't even scratch the surface, but like I mentioned before, all the cards for Ashes of Outlands have already been revealed as well. So that's something to definitely go through and check out for yourself. Don't want to spoil those cards for you guys as well. But yeah, thank you guys so much. That's going to be it for me today. Tons of stuff happening in Hearthstone with the rank system and stuff. Definitely going to be streaming Hearthstone more and just playing Hearthstone more in general because of these changes too. I think that they're really, really interesting. So I definitely want to check them out for myself as well. But yeah, guys, that is going to be it for me over here. Thank you guys so much for watching. I'll see you guys next week with some more Hearthstone news and action, which we might have a slowdown, but it's fine. Definitely hyped to play some more Hearthstone. Hopefully you guys are too after all these things. Definitely want to jump in and try some Demon Hunter as well. But anyway, guys, I'll catch you guys later. Have a great rest of your night, and yeah, take care.